Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 7. And again, if this is the first time you're ever listening to this, there's no video. This is just kind of me being out there expressing what I've been through and what I've experienced and seen in life. And hopefully it will relate to you in some form or fashion and hopefully kind of change the way that you feel about yourself and the way that you see the world, and even how you can deal with some of the things that you're dealing with internally. I started to do this because it's something that I had always wanted to do, and I have a big heart, and I feel bad for everyone who ever has to go through any sort of trauma, especially if it's projected upon you from people you may know very well down to people you don't know at all. And I just wanted to kind of continue this series. And today I wanted to talk about the bullies, these people that are the ones responsible for making you feel the way you do. Because there's a couple different things about this. One is, think about life and what you've experienced as a very young child. You know, you generally would wake up in the morning, especially on a Saturday, excited that you didn't have school or didn't have to go anywhere, and you could just kind of hang out and watch cartoons or play video games or be with your friends or what have you. And if you think about it, times like those, you didn't really think about what you looked like, and there wasn't a concern necessarily. Of course, your parents might always want you to, you know, dress a lot nice and brush your teeth and comb your hair and things like that, but you didn't have to worry about what other people might be thinking. And it's a shame, because we really don't start to judge ourselves until we've been emotionally hurt by someone else. And if it might not be directed at you, it could have been something that you maybe have seen in a TV show or a movie, and that started to kind of make you think about yourself. And again, because life is so big and massive and it goes by in chunks, that what you're feeling today and the negativities that you're experiencing today that are probably being forced on by other people isn't how life is. And again, that's just one of the things that I like to continue to drive home, because I've lost people who didn't think that life got any better and the only way out was to just kind of end it. And it's a sad thing to go through. It's a sad thing to hear about, especially in people that I didn't even know. You know, if you hear something on the TV or what have you, it's just sad. And so, I don't know, I would want to continue this. So, my point in that is, and I feel like I say that a lot, so I got to find another term, but we're very comfortable with ourselves at a young age because we're not aware of what other people think. Or if we are, we don't really care, because again, there are things that we want to do, like play or just live and enjoy what we're going through and what we can as kids. And everybody kind of goes through that in the same manner. Now, of course, there are families who, project negativity onto their kids, and that's very unfortunate. If you see your parents fight a lot or had seen them fight a lot, then maybe you started to experience anxiety and how people were at an early age. But most people typically will grow up and, you know, at least be excited in something, no matter how much money you have or don't have and where you live and what house you have and what cars your parents drive. That really never plays a role as a kid, because we don't really understand. All we know about is, you know, there's a car that my parents can take me to the toy store so that I can go buy something. You don't care about what kind of car it is. It's just the fact that you've got a goal of getting a toy and you're excited about getting there, and you don't really care how it is. And it's a shame that that starts to change over time, and it's interesting that people start to use those type of instances to bring negativity to your life and again, kind of change the way that you possibly feel about yourself and the world around you. And so I think bullies are interesting. In my experience, through things that I've seen and people I've met and people I've dealt with just in my life and both professional and personal, and again, I'm not a doctor or anything like that. I just have a big heart, and it's just interesting the things that I've seen. So people aren't innately bad. What happens is they typically start to project negativity out there, especially towards other people, in a lot of cases to make them feel good about themselves. And it might not be that they feel bad, but it just might be that they aren't happy with something in their life. Like, for example, let's say that, you know, there's somebody in your school that makes fun of you because of the car that you drive. Well, they might be insecure because they couldn't really afford the car that they got from their parents, or maybe they saved up and worked all these years to save up all this money to get this car that they thought that they wanted that would make them something that they're not. They don't know how to understand and really deal with that type of a feeling, and so they really start to project it, and it's negativity. A lot of people do negativity to make themselves feel good, and that is a really big part from what I've noticed. Because otherwise, why would anybody want someone else to feel bad about themselves? And what would be the point of someone going out of their way to do that? And while you could think, yes, there are bad people out there, but in the grand scheme of the world, and while there are many tragic events, that's just not the case. And I say that because, again, if you think that what you're experiencing now, the world is built like that, it's really not. And so I want you to be able to carry on and realize that there are greater things out there and that things are going to get better. So projection is a really bad thing. And it's unfortunate, again, that we kind of have to be the butt of the joke and we have to be their negativity soundboard. But I think understanding, in my experience at least, where bullies come from can kind of help you understand that what they're saying to you, while it might be personal, because they're certainly attacking you in some personal way, it's really something that they're going through that they don't understand. And it's just a way for them to kind of make themselves feel good. And by putting someone else down, they make themselves feel better. And if they got friends that are going along with it, then it makes them even feel more powerful and better about themselves, because the friends are laughing at the things that they're saying about you. And it's just a drive that's horrific, but it does exist. So from what I've seen and experienced is that, and it's obviously much easier to say than to go through, but don't always take everything personally, because they may or may not know anything about you or your family. I mean, who's to say, let's just, again, stick along with the car. Who's to say that they have the right to make fun of you because of the car that you drive? They may not know what you're going through or even what your family's going through from a financial situation. And you may or may not be going through that, but let's just use this as an example. So, you know, who are they to say something? What if your parents are going through a divorce or have been going through a divorce, and, you know, you're one of your parent figures who maybe made more money than the others is the one who's left or is, you know, being separated from your life, and now money's a struggle because you got to worry about alimony and payments and things like that. And it's difficult. It's hard for, let's say, a single mother or father who doesn't make as much as a single income as a combined income does to be able to afford you the car that you want. Most parents want the best for their kids. Now, not every parent, you know, wants to go out and buy their kids a brand new Porsche or BMW, because practically that makes absolutely no sense. But they do want you to be happy. And so the bullies that are sitting there talking to you and making fun of you about the car that you drive or even the clothes you wear have no idea what's going on at home. And again, not that gives them any right or makes us any better. It's just unfortunate that they don't know. And that's why I say it's things like that you shouldn't necessarily take personally, even though it's very hard, because if it is a situation like that, it's not like you can turn around and, you know, tell them. Some people may, but most people don't feel comfortable because they're already in an odd situation to begin with. So by not taking things personally, that will obviously help you with the way that you feel about yourself. And I know it's hard, especially if it's every day, you know, over and over and over, and it seems like it goes on for months. And if it's your, you know, ninth grade of your high school and you've got 4 more years to deal with this, then it can be hard to deal with. And I completely understand that. But I think just being able to understand that what they're saying is really a way to make them feel good about themselves. And they have no idea what you're going through. They just are materialistic and are looking at things that not only they, but everybody else can see. And they just kind of poke at you. And that goes for looks, like I talked about in episode 6, is, you know, who cares what you look like? I mean, if obviously you do in some way. You don't want to walk out of the house not having a shower for months or brushing your teeth or anything like that. But you know, who's to say that you can't wear the clothes that you want to, or that they think that you should be wearing because your family may or may not have money? And you know, you can't control adolescence, and you can't control acne, and you can't control the way that your body's changing. So it's not fair for people to really poke and prod at that, and it shouldn't be taken personally, because you can't control what your body's doing, just like you can't control how much money your parents may or may not have, or directly, you know, how much, what kind of car you drive, and who cares what kind of car you drive. If it gets you from A to B and it's safe and it's meets all the legal requirements, then, you know, that's really all that you need. And I say that because it's very interesting. I had always wanted to drive a Mercedes, and because of my career in my life, I actually had the opportunity and bought a Mercedes. And I thought that I was going to have this euphoric experience, and I didn't. And it was odd, and I think that was one of the things that kind of added to me realizing how often life changes and what we think we need or want aren't really the things that we need. Now, of course, you know, if you've got a goal, an internal goal to be able to work hard and save a lot of money to be able to buy this car that you've had your eye on for years, then, you know, that's a goal that is healthy because it's something that you want to strive for. But realize what you're striving for and why. You know, are you wanting to go and buy this car so that everybody can watch you drive it and you can give the middle finger to the guys who always picked on you at school because they're not around? And even if they ran into you today, it's not like you'd run up to them and be like, oh, hey, by the way, remember you picked on me in high school? Well, look what I'm driving now. Most likely they may not remember you. And secondly, they may not care. And that will, sadly enough, possibly take a lot of the wind out of your sail. So, you know, be careful of what you're aiming towards, because you don't know where a lot of this hatred comes from when people are projecting it upon you. So, you know, it's interesting how bullies and people who pick on people are, because not only do they not know what you and your family are going through, but you also don't know what they're going through. Typically, like I said, people who pick on other people are because they're trying to bring themselves up, whether it be maybe they in their own private internal turmoil, they're trying to really understand who they are, and they've got these friends, and they've got this image that they've got to be able to uphold around them, and so, you know, they continue picking on people, and Maybe they don't know why, or maybe they just got this internal turmoil of trying to understand who they are to begin with. And the easiest thing for them to do is to pick on somebody else. And what's interesting is that people tend to pick on other people based on what their own insecurities are, which is odd, but it's a way for them to feel better about themselves. And again, it's horrific that you have to be a sounding board for this person trying to make themselves feel better. But you also have to realize that they're doing it for the completely the wrong reasons, and the way that they're doing it in no way is beneficial to them. Whereas you being able to grow and understand and listen to yourself and really kind of get an idea of why people do what they do, you're growing as a human being. And that will really help you as you get older and, again, develop other relationships and things like that. So I think that's very important. While, again, a lot of this really comes down to us being the unfortunate people who have to change our lives and the way that we think, but oddly enough, it's for the better. So again, you know, thinking about the people who are the bullies who pick on you, we don't know what they're going through in their families. You know, they could be going through a divorce as well. And maybe their way of coping with it is to shoot other people down. And it's terrible, but it happens. Or maybe they're neglected at home. Maybe they're one of five children. And maybe they're the middle kid or the youngest kid, or it doesn't matter, any of them. And maybe they don't get the attention that they feel that they need. And by being vocal in a lot of public settings gives them that attention that they're driving for. And it's unfortunate that it has to be in a negative way. But what's interesting about our society, and no matter where you are, is that being good to somebody doesn't always give a public attention in the same way that being negative towards somebody does. You know, think about it. If that same person were around their group of friends and they saw you in the middle of the hall, and instead of picking on you, they said something nice. You know, what does that doesn't really give them a reaction, and it doesn't really give them a praise from other people, and it's sad. And I've noticed as I've gotten older that our society is changing, and people are becoming, I say people, the world and the people in it are becoming more and more aware of the people in their surroundings. And it's good, but it's also hard to really know that that type of world does exist, because it does. We're slowly changing, especially when you're having to deal with the things that you are on a day-to-day basis. But just realize that what they're saying about you isn't really true. It's just a way for them to get that attention if they're not getting it at home, or if their parents are going through a divorce. It's just a way for them to lash out because they can't lash out their parents. They probably don't even understand it on an emotional level what they're going through. You know, they can't. It's weird for, or at least it may be weird for, you know, a kid or a child to walk up to their mother and tell them they love them and they're sorry that they're going through what they're going through, if it happens to be a divorce or a death or anything like that, or father. You know, it's weird. And while that might be a feeling that you have or they have inside, they just don't have the willpower to get up and do something about it and say something to their parents or a loved one that's going through this. Instead, they bottle it up, they go to school, and then they decide to lash out on people. And it's terrible. But it happens. Again, that's a lot of where this strives from. It's not like those families are bullies breeding bullies. Now, don't get me wrong. There are, you know, families that are like that, which again is unfortunate. But you have to realize that when something negative is being said about you, it's not real, and it's not coming from a genuine place. And because of that, you kind of have to figure out your own way to be able to handle those negative emotions that are coming. But what you need to know is that they're really not real. That person doesn't live with you on a day-to-day basis. They don't know, again, what you're going through, what your family is going through, what you're experiencing. And while there are many families that do have older and younger siblings that are the bullies to their own siblings, it's because of the same reasons. They just don't know how to express the feelings that they have. And it's unfortunate that you can't walk up to them one day and just be like, hey, listen, I know that you're probably having a hard time with what you're going through in life and how things are changing. And if you're having a problem at home or wherever, just know that I'm here to talk to you. I wish that people had the nerve to say that to a bully, because that really disengages them from their negativity. And hopefully it would make them realize that they aren't alone in this inner turmoil that they're going through, that there are people who do want to listen. But unfortunately, people just don't do that. And, you know, 99 out of 100 times, the bully, if you did have the nerve to come up and say that, it's probably just going to mock you and have, again, something else negative to say. And it, again, is unfortunate that people just can't be genuine. And I don't think people can be genuine, because that's a vulnerability, especially if you're a person who is going through a hard time in life, whether it be through family or being bullied or being a bully. It's unfortunate that people cannot just be genuine, because in order to be able to be genuine, you and to be openly, at least in some way or another, openly worried or interested about helping other people, you end up, you know, you're letting down a wall, because you could be, you're opening your emotions to someone to be able to open their emotions to you, so that you can kind of work together. And it's very hard to be able to make yourself open, emotionally available for somebody else, because you don't really know what they're going to say. But if everybody, and this is obviously a pipe dream, but I sometimes like to live in the world of Disney, and where everything's happy and everybody's smiling. If everybody did care about everybody else and were genuine, then there wouldn't be bullies, because they would be more careful about hurting somebody else's feelings. And if you think about it like that, if everybody's afraid to be genuine and open and share what they're feeling and going through with strangers or other people close to them in their lives, instead they project negativity. Obviously, that negativity is coming from an insecurity that they have inside. It's not you. It's really not you. And that's why I say that life changes and life gets better, because you will meet people who are genuine and people who care and, you know, are conscious of what other people think and feel. But again, you know, being in your adolescence, in high school, in middle school, and even elementary, unfortunately, it's hard to think that there are good people and that life will change, but it really does, because it's amazing. It's amazing because I've gone through the things that I've gone through, and I absolutely love life. I went from somebody who constantly thought about taking their own life to, sadly, later on in life, at one point in time, becoming somewhat of a hypochondriac because I was afraid I was going to die. And it was really weird for me to go from somebody who, again, you know, didn't want to live, to somebody who is afraid of leaving this world, because I feel like that I've experienced it in its entirety. And it doesn't have anything to do with traveling or you know, doing all these cool things and riding on yachts. These aren't things that I've done, but I'm just saying, you know, don't feel like that you have to experience life to its fullest to appreciate life, because you don't. Because life itself is truly amazing. I mean, when's the last time that you went outside and stared at a tree and thought, if it wasn't for that tree and all the other plants and bushes like it, I wouldn't be alive? because it takes something so simple, something that we pass hundreds or thousands of by the day, to make life in general, you know, it helps provide us oxygen and do the conversion of carbon monoxide. And taking the time to appreciate something that's so simplistic in life, yet it plays such a big role, I think it's very big to life itself. I know that sounds silly, but it is what it is, I suppose. You know, we tend to end up getting caught up in a rat race of life and just trying to keep our heads above water. And by not appreciating the simplest things in life, it's a tragedy, in my opinion. But nonetheless, it all evolves around how amazing life is. And for me, I find that amazing. For you, it could be something completely different. And you might not know what that is now, but you will, because of the things that you'll experience in life. But it truly is amazing. It's amazing that we're, as a species, even living. And it's a shame that we do combat each other in this life, and that there are people who have to suffer through it. But overall, it's just, it's amazing. And what's really cool is that because you are going through what you're going through with loneliness or depression or insecurities and bullies and things like that, you're able to experience life on a different level that they never will. Or if they do grow up and they do realize that what they've done and the people they've hurt, it could be, you know, again, that life and their own experience will be grand as well. But because we come from a good place and then we end up in a very bad and dark place, and then you will come out of it. And because of that, you'll be able to appreciate life, I think, at least for me, so much better. Because I get to appreciate everything that there is. I get to appreciate not being bullied. I get to appreciate being around adults and people who do care about other people. And I do get to appreciate the things that I get to do on a daily basis. And it's just amazing. And I really hate that there are people out there like you that are hurting and you just don't know what you're missing and what you can miss out on. And it doesn't matter. You know, let's say that you're somebody who's being bullied about school and, you know, these people who pick on you are now saying that they're going to be going to these prestigious schools and colleges and life is going to be great and the experiences they're going to have are going to be magnificent. And you might be depressed or sad or possibly suicidal because maybe you can't afford to go to college, or maybe you don't care about going to college, or maybe your life hasn't presented you with the ability to go to college, or not even college and specifically, but to experience what you think that they're going to experience in life. And I'm here to tell you that everybody's experience in life is different. Just because you don't go to college doesn't mean life isn't going to be magnificent, because it is. Life itself is magnificent regardless of what you obtain or what you experience from a financial perspective, or what college you go to or school you go to, or the popular people you hang out with, the car you drive, the house you live in, and the friends you have. It's well, I probably shouldn't put friends in there, because friends are a good, important thing in life as well. But my point is that just if you're depressed and down because you think that you aren't given the opportunity to do the things that these other people who are picking on you on are, it's okay. Your life is different than theirs, and your life might be better than theirs, and it can be. So don't get wrapped around what you do and don't have. Don't get wrapped around the cars and the money and whatever materialistic thing that it is, because it doesn't, it really doesn't matter. Just like them picking on you, it doesn't matter because it's not coming from a genuine place. They don't know you. They don't know your family. They don't know anything about you. And even if they do know all these things, maybe it was a best friend that turned into a bully and they're using these things against you. It's still not genuine because something changed in their life that they wanted to be able to take the things that they know about you and turn them against you. Nothing good comes from making people feel bad about themselves. But what the person projecting that upon you, what they experience, is the only thing that they really understand, and that's really the only reason that they do it. So I say all this is that just be aware that bullies, yes, they do exist, but we don't know what their family life is, just like they don't know what your family life is, or financial situation, or having anxiety and possessions, or, you know, they might have low self-worth. We don't know that because they are projecting how great their lives are, and they're the ones making you feel bad. But just remember, it's not coming from a genuine place, and because it's not coming from a genuine place, it's not something that you should genuinely consider in your life. I genuinely care about you because I genuinely care about people and feelings. And there's not just me. There's a lot of people out there that are like that. And if it's not in your family, just know that there are still other people that are out there like that. You are loved. Your life is great. Your life will mean something. Even if you don't create Facebook or Instagram or the Tesla car, your life is still significant. In one of the other audio vlogs I mentioned, you can change a person's life just by opening a door or holding a door, because that's a genuine thing. I would hope, you know, if you hold open a door just so you can get gratification from somebody else, that's not genuine. But if you really care about helping someone out just by simply holding open a door, you can change somebody's life. They may be walking into the store to buy the last box of pills to go, you know, take their life with. But by you holding the door and doing something genuine, that could completely change their perspective. And I hope that someone holds the door for you, because you're just as important as you're holding the door for somebody else. So I hope that me ranting for just over 30 minutes kind of gives you an idea about bullies. Just know that it's not coming from a genuine place, and what they're saying isn't real. While it might be real if they're talking about your looks or something, it's not real in itself, and you shouldn't, while it's very hard to say, you shouldn't let that affect you. Or if it does, don't let it affect you on such a negative and depressing and dark level. Just think that what they're doing isn't about you. It's about what they're going through. It's just unfortunate that they're trying to make themselves feel better by making you feel worse. I'm here to tell you that you're great. No matter what. Now, of course, there are certain things. If you murder animals or something that you internally may not feel good about, or what someone else might not feel good about. If you, you know, think about choking babies or, you know, killing people, that's one thing. But you are magnificent, and I just hope you know that. Again, this is something that is temporary, and it's going to change and get better. And I hope in some way or another I can help you. If anybody wants to, you know, message me publicly or privately, I'll be glad to. I'm not, you know, I'm here to make myself available to anybody who needs it. That's why I do this. So thank you very much. I hope that this was helpful, and take care of yourself. Talk to you soon. Bye.